Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Shawnee. I get so many questions about how to pray to God. As believers, as Christians, the only thing we have to do is make sure we're praying in the name of Jesus. If you end your prayer in the name of Jesus, in the name of Christ, in the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, there's no right or wrong way to pray to God. People pray to God different ways. And praying to God is just communicating with God. It's just talking to God. The same way you hear me talking to you, that's the same way I talk to my Heavenly Father. The same way you talk to your family, to your friends, to your bosses, that's the same way you talk to God. That's the same way you talk to God within reason. Within reason, we want to make sure he still remember that he's still God. We still have to have respect for him and reverence for him and go to him in a way that's not disrespectful, but in a way that's pure, in a way that's honest. You don't have to feel like you have to have such a high vocabulary in order to be able to go and communicate with your Heavenly Father. I truly believe when we go to God more like little kids, when we go to him with like on a baby level, when we go to him just pure and honest and God, this is what I'm dealing with. I may not know the correct way to say it, but this is how I feel. I don't want to feel like this, or I don't want to deal with this. I don't know how to go through this. Just speak to God as purely and as honestly as you possibly can. Because trust me, God will meet you right where you're at. It's not difficult to pray to God. You don't have to be at a church on the altar, kneeling at the altar to pray to God. You don't have to be in your home kneeling on the floor to pray to God. You can pray to God in your car as you're driving to work or running your errands. You can pray to God while you're in a department store or in a grocery store. You don't always have to let words come out your mouth. People don't always have to hear what you're praying. You can be praying to God within your spirit. You can be praying to God in your mind. You can pray to God while you're in the shower. I love praying to God while I'm in the shower. You can pray to God while you're on the toilet. You can pray to God as you're exercising. God, give me strength. God, I need you. God, I love you. God, give me the willpower to be able to continue to exercise and get my health in check and get my wellness in check. But you don't have to always say it out loud. Like I said, you could just say it within your spirit. Say it where nobody hears you but God. So it's not difficult to pray to God. The only thing it is just literally starting to do it. That's all it is. Just like you want to go to the gym, you just have to stop saying, I want to go to the gym and start going. You want to eat better, you have to stop just saying, I want to eat better and just start eating better. Little steps. Maybe sometimes it's baby steps. Maybe you start off praying just saying, God, I thank you. Father God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for Jesus. Lord, I thank you for waking me up. Father God, I thank you that I have eyes to see. I have ears to hear. I have a mouth and a tongue and teeth that I can chew and I can swallow. I thank you for my hands. I thank you for my feet. Like, it doesn't have to be like a long, drawn out prayer. And it doesn't have to be something, so elaborate as if you're trying to impress someone. No, the bottom line is you're trying to get into the presence of God. You're trying to get God to move on your behalf. You're trying to get God to be able to react to what you're asking him to do for you or for someone else. So praying to God is not anything complicated. It's pretty much you just talking to your Heavenly Father and talking to him, being honest with him. Don't feel like you have to put on airs. Don't feel like you have to act like you're more than what you are. Because God already knows where we're at in him. He already knows our hearts anyway. So my thing is, the best policy for me is just to be honest with God. God, I'm dealing with this. God, I'm dealing with that. God, I know this is not your word. I know that you said your word to do A, B, C, D. And I'm living contrary to your word. Give me the strength to align my life with your word. It doesn't have to be anything complicated. It's just get into it. Just start talking to your Heavenly Father. And like I said, sometimes you're not in a place where you can speak out loud and verbalize it the way that I'm speaking to you guys. Sometimes you're in a place that all you can do is sit back and your lips are not moving. Sound is not coming out your mouth, but you're praying to your Heavenly Father within your spirit. You're praying to your Heavenly Father in your mind. So for everyone who's ever asked me, how do I begin to pray? Just start praying. Just start talking to your Heavenly Father. Doesn't matter. You can pray anywhere. It doesn't matter where you're at, because you got to remember God is omniscient. He's omnipotent and he's omnipresent. So he has all power. He knows all things and he's everywhere all at the same time. So even when you're not speaking literally out your mouth, like I'm speaking to you, and you just making intercession and you're in your spirit, you're just praying to God in your spirit, guess what? God still hears you. So for all everyone who wants to know how to pray, this is how you pray. You just start talking to your Heavenly Father. Is that easy? Is that simple? That's it. That's it. That's all you need to know how you pray to God. This is how you pray to God. Don't let people feel like that you have to be a minister or you have to be a pastor or you have to be a bishop or an elder or evangelist to be able to pray. No, you do not. Jesus died so that we can be able to go to our Father directly through Jesus Christ. And he died for our salvation. He died so that we would not no longer be separated from God. So because of his sacrifice, when we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we're no longer separated from God. And we can always go to God at any time about anything. I believe God honors when we come to him with a pure heart and a pure mind and just come to him not trying to act like anyone else, not trying to act like we're better than anyone else, but just come to him and say, God, here I am. Here I am. I need you to fix me right where I'm at. I need you to bless me right where I'm at. I need you to heal me right where I'm at. I need you to deliver me right where I'm at. So get to praying. If you haven't prayed today, open your mouth, open your heart, and open your mind, and begin to pray to your Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. I pray that this has helped someone. I pray that this has encouraged someone. And I pray it has given someone the tools needed to be able to start praying and communicating with their Heavenly Father. God bless you.